The family of an Australian filmmaker being held in a Cambodian prison is pleading with the Australian government to intervene. 68-year-old James Ricketson was arrested in June under espionage charges after flying a drone near a political rally in Cambodia's capital. No trial date has been set. Sarah White reports.
Sitting at her kitchen table in the Sydney suburb of Bondi, Lee Holmes has been staring at a photo of her wedding for days.
So this was my wedding day, the day that James walked me down the aisle, held my hand. I was really nervous. It was one of the best days of my life.
The man walking her down the aisle is her stepfather, James Ricketson, a 68-year-old filmmaker who's been held in one of Cambodia's most notorious prisons since June.
He's been in jail now for 214 days. I just pray for him every night.
James Ricketson was arrested after he was seen flying a drone at a political rally, and Cambodian officials allege he's an Australian spy, a charge that carries up to 10 years prison.
When I heard that he had been arrested, I was just completely shocked. I had no idea why. And then when I heard about the conditions in the jail, there's no ventilation, there's no windows. I just don't think he's going to survive in there.
James Ricketson is no stranger to controversy. In 2016, he was found guilty of defaming an organisation that fines and prosecutes foreign pedophiles. Since his arrest, he's found allies across Australia, including Peter Gresta, who knows only too well what being denied your freedom is like.
Hello.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Good
I'm Sarah.
To see you, Sarah. Nice.
James Ricketson has been charged with espionage. In our case, we were charged on terrorism offences. The common denominator is a tendency by governments around the world to use anti-state charges to put journalists in prison.
Peter Gresta was jailed in Egypt for 400 days. It's this experience that propelled him to campaign for the release of James Ricketson.
The more I looked into it, the more I felt that the Cambodian authorities, for all of the allegations, have not presented any evidence, certainly in open court, to substantiate any of the allegations. And in the absence of that evidence, it seems that he has been arrested and charged in an attempt by the authorities to silence legitimate journalistic inquiry. And so I felt that this is something that I really need to speak about.
In a statement, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says they're providing consular assistance to James Ricketson. But Lee Holmes says the family has had no contact with the department.
In fact, it's radio silence, which is really unusual. We are really urging Julie Bishop to do something about this. I don't know what she can do, but we're speaking to her and really asking her to dig deep and find a way to get James out. We just want him to come home.
Lee Holmes ending that report from Sarah White.